Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. After a sensational inaugural event that saw more than 4,000 people in attendance, WalkerFest 2012 is fast upon us. This year, it'll be Saturday, July 7th, from noon to 8 on the corner of Walker and Elam Avenue in Greensboro's Lindley Park. Live original local co-founders and WalkerFest organizers Georgia Frierson and Daniel Yount stop by to talk about it. Set the scene for us. I'm going to show up at WalkerFest 2012. What's it like there on the street?
Well, we're going to have hopefully about 40 vendors lining Walker Avenue in front of all the bars. Many of the bars and restaurants have food and drink specials. They have their, you know, parking lots roped off so people can stand in the parking lots and enjoy adult beverages.
Who are some of the other vendors?
This year, we have vendors that are selling all sorts of different things. We've already got a vendor that does wood crafts. We have clothing vendors. We have vendors that make metal sculptures. We have a vendor that does stained glass windows that's coming. We have vendors that are pretty much across the board.
So it's not going to be just a bunch of worthless kits that winds up in some box someplace?
No, we try to have really high quality vendors that have actual fine art or really, really nice crafts that people actually want to buy. So
I like the sound of that.
There's going to be two stages. Our big main stage will just be set up right in the middle of the road.
On Walker?
On Walker. And then we have this second little side stage called the corner stage that's kind of like semi-acoustic acts that we'll be playing while the big bands are changing over. So there's constant music, and it's just a fun time.
I love the names of these bands, beginning with, I've heard this before, and I remember laughing out loud when I heard it, Hammer No More, The Fingers. And I don't know whether I laughed or cringed first, but tell me about this band. It's an indie rock band?
Yeah, it's an indie rock band.
What do you love about them?
I think they're just a great rock trio. It's just three guys, but great songwriting. Their front man, Duncan, has a great voice. When she goes
down, I've heard about this kind of mediocre band, The Brand New Life. Now, what are these guys all about? There's no talent there, is there? Obviously, I'm joking because we're dealing with a member of the band here. Daniel, what instrument do you play?
I am one of three percussionists. I play the drum set. We also have a conga player and percussionist. And we have a talking drum player who is from Senegal, West Africa.
Wow.
Named Mamadou Mbenge.
People will be up dancing and shaking their booties at this concert?
I hope so, yeah. That's what it's meant for.
And then No BS, another great name. Mm-hmm. You'd expect that coming from brass players, though.
Yeah.
And No BS coming all the way from Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, we met No BS Brass Band playing a gig with them in Richmond, and they're awesome, high-energy, big band. I think they have 10 people at least. I think it's just horns and drums.
And, of course, with live music, arts and crafts, food vendors, a beautiful day, all this is going to cost me an arm and a leg, isn't it? Just be honest.
No, the event is totally free and open to the public. We want everybody to come.
My thanks to live, original, local co-founders and WalkerFest organizers Georgia Frierson and Daniel Yount. This year's WalkerFest will be Saturday, July 7th from noon to 8 on the corner of Walker and Elam Avenue in Greensboro's Lindley Park. And don't forget to mark your calendars for Tate Street Festival 2012. Georgia and Daniel will be throwing that community bash as well on Saturday, September 22nd from noon to 8 on the UNCG campus. And it's sure to be a big hit as well. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.